Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is a Tuesday, supposed to be a wet one today, but I think they backed off just a little bit on the rain.
I feel like they have too. Yeah.
Because a couple of days ago, it was a downpour. It was a monsoon. It's flooding. Today, it's like showers moving in, and maybe they'll taper off a little bit later on tonight. we're not looking that bad. I think it's kind of fallen apart just a little bit with this weather, which is okay, I guess, as long as we get rain, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to a Tuesday. Nuggets win last night. Oh, woo! Here she comes. Here she comes. Here comes Jamie. Right. Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Hey, the Nuggets won.
Yeah. I've already got a text this morning. Hey, BJ, suck it.
Yeah.
Go that's Nuggets. Right.
Because you said they were going to get trounced last night.
I said stomped.
He said and he said that they were going to win by 20.
Yeah. 20. Take it in the shorts, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. But man, what they did not.
They did not. You know, that's a good thing. I'm not sad about that. I'm not sad I was wrong. I mean, it's the first time I've ever been wrong. But...
Well, you also lost some money.
Yeah.
Couple of bucks.
Yeah.
So. Couple of bucks. It's only
a couple of bucks when he loses, but when he wins, it's $7,000.
I'll tell you exactly what it was, okay? I'll tell you exactly what it was. That shot that was taken last night by some player that won the game for the Nuggets cost me $150.
A couple of bucks, my ass.
Bastard. $150 for them to win.
Man.
It's not worth it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, how are you doing, James?
I can't believe it, but I do a couple things good, okay. That Michael Malone.
Yep. The coach that got fired from the Nuggets right when the playoffs started.
It's just not okay.
It's not working out, is it? It sure appears that we're so much better without him.
It's just so sad, isn't it?
He's watching them win, last second shots.
And he's here in town. He's got kids that probably listen to our show.
Yeah. But it was funny because Barkley was kind of like, not in a mean way, but you know, the assistant coach, he's like, he's never even coached for the NFL or NBA finals. Like, never even been. And they're like, well, he's the assistant. And he's like, Because they make fun of our new coach.
Yeah. What was Barkley doing? Holy cow.
No, I mean, you know, because they're kind of like, is this okay? Yeah. You know, it's our assistant coach.
Yeah.
He's up there as our head coach.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be doing this well.
I think the way everybody's looking at it is Joker. He's the coach.
Yeah, they said that too.
Everybody else is just sitting on the side. He's calling the shots for the Nuggets, no doubt about it. All right, rain in the forecast, Jamie.
It was supposed to happen yesterday. I didn't get a drop.
No. I was just telling Carson before you walked in. Yeah. It looks like they've backed off a lot.
Have they?
Yeah.
There's no more.
Yeah.
But although it is really, really snowing in the mountains, and I'm looking at the Eisenhower Tunnel right now, and there's a ton of snow.
Yeah, they're getting some snow
for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right. Just be aware that I-70 is not shut, though. It looks like it's pretty clear right now, but just be aware.
Yeah.
Because it did happen overnight.
Hey, I know yesterday you were reading that text of that scam of the toll roads and all that stuff that you got yesterday. Have you gotten any of the text, and maybe Textnado at 303-22 Alice, maybe you've seen some of these. Have you seen a text from a company with a human resources that is offering you a job for $30,000 a month?
No.
There's a scam going on right now.
That's a lot of money.
You should take it.
It's a good deal. Yeah, it's a good deal. Yeah. It's somebody from human. It's Emily. Emily from Human Resources.
Oh, it's probably real.
No, it's not.
Oh, for sure it is.
No, Jamie.
Yeah, Human Resources is offering you $30,000 a month. Yeah, it's real.
It's got one of those wacky returns, like so-and-so dot India dot com.
No, it's real. It's real. What are you asking, though?
I'm just asking if you've been getting any.
Oh, no. Just the toll.
Has anybody else got?
Just the toll ones.
See,
that's why yours is real.
I don't know why I'm getting that. This is the third day in a row that they've offered me this job.
Well, you might want to block them.
I have. Report junk, block, and they use a different number.
They really want to give you this job.
They want me to work for them. I am highly qualified, they say. I don't even know what the job is that I'm highly qualified for. They don't even say what the job is. Could be a truck driver.
Giving out jobs for $30,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
I'm over the text.
Yeah. Schmidl, I've got a backup plan for you.
Sounds good. Forward that over to me.
There's a gig out there.
Hey, Schmidl, how's paintball?
It was all right. I took eighth at the tournament. Nice. So, yeah, we lost in the quarterfinals.
Schmidl had been gone, and now he is back.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What? If you lost in the quarterfinals, because that means you finished last in the quarterfinals, right? If you're eighth.
We did.
Hate to point that out. I'm just doing the math on it.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
All right, we have to take a break. All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, just getting rolling. It is a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
No. Benson Boone coming to town, man, in September. He'll be here. Ball Arena.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, tickets go on sale when?
Well, there's a pre-sale. It's a whole thing. Carson, why don't you tell them the whole thing?
Yeah, tell them the whole thing, Carson.
All right, so pre-sale Thursday at Ticketmaster.com, and then you got general on sale, which is Friday at 10 a.m.
All right, you can go home now.
Okay.
Your job's done. Your job's done.
Yeah.
All right, Benson Boone, code word, 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win. All right?
Very nice.
All right, very nice. That's about it. That's all I got.
Okay. I guess we're all going home.
Yeah. Exactly.
I am tired today because I didn't sleep very well. My wife, she was up packing. You know, this really, can I vent for a minute,
sure,
Jamie?
Sure, you can.
And I've told you this many times, okay? My wife does not think that sleep is necessary for me. Right. She doesn't. She waits. If she's going to go out of town, like she's going out of town today, okay, a work-related thing, and she waits until like 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night to start packing. Well, where do you pack at? In your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
So she's packing all the way up till almost midnight last night. The lights are on, banging stuff around, and I'm like, really? You got to do it now?
Did you say anything?
You're at home all day yesterday.
Did you say anything?
Well, I grumbled. I rolled over, pulled the cover over my head.
Because to me, you're just letting it happen.
What do you do?
Well, you put your foot down.
If you see something, you say something.
Yeah. And maybe ask for a little bit of respect.
Yeah. I mean, I just toss and turn out my life. And it was just a long night, Jamie. It was a long
night. Are you going to be okay? You're going to make it there, pumpkin?
Yeah, but she's out of town. That's the upside. That's
yeah,
the
she
episode.
Left already?
Yeah, yeah. She left this morning.
Yeah.
Off to Florida or somewhere. I don't know. But yeah, so gone. So it's me and Frog all week.
And
that's
Grandpa
cool.
Gus.
And Grandpa Gus.
Yeah.
Grandpa Gus will take him to school.
Nice.
And then I'll do the afternoon chores.
Man,
for
you're
us.
A lucky dude. I'm telling you what, yeah. When you raise a kid all by yourself, it is trying to figure out all
can't
this
even
stuff
imagine, Jamie.
Is insane. But you're just like, you got a guy living in the basement that's got it covered for you.
Yep.
That
yep.
is sweet.
I got three people on duty on this thing. I don't know how you did it.
For crazy.
Anybody out there that's a single parent that you're dealing in, one's enough. But if you've got two or three kids and you're single and you're trying to deal with that, man or woman, I don't know how you do it.
Mad props.
And also, you know, what we have to forget is that a lot of my girlfriends, they have traveling husbands. Like one is a captain, right? Another one is a medical rep. And they're always gone too, but they don't get the grace of being a quote unquote single mom from people.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, you're so lucky. Your husband's always gone. They're like, no. Yeah. No, it's
you think it's a picnic.
Yeah,
it's not.
It's the same.
It is the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same if they're always gone because I'll turn into not really a single parent, but close to it this week working with Frog. It's no big deal. I'm just saying if you're a single parent,
you don't even
want to
pick him up when your wife's in town.
No, I hate getting off the recliner in the afternoon.
They put that kid into aftercare, and both of them could go and pick him up.
Yeah.
Just put them in the aftercare.
Yeah, rather pay for it. Somebody else to watch it.
So
somebody else's problem.
Yeah, right? Like, wow.
Oh, well. Did you see any reports on the Diddy jury thing yesterday?
I did not.
Man, did you see his gray hair?
I did not.
Oh, no. You haven't seen that?
I haven't seen that. Oh, no.
His beard, his hair, he's unrecognizable.
Really?
Is
it white, white?
It is white.
Wow.
I mean, his entire head is white. And you know he's got to hate that.
What did he wear?
He just had on a blazer with a kind of a high collar shirt.
Did he look like a swinger? Because they were trying to make him look like a swinger. Remember
that was the
deal, according to Harvey Levin on TMZ. They ruled that he got to wear street clothes because that was going to be a big deal because jurors look at you differently in street clothes than you do jail wear.
Yeah.
And so so Harvey said, well, their defense is that Diddy was a swinger and not a perv. And so they needed to dress him like a swinger.
Well, I would say that if I knocked on a door, it's me and my wife. We're going to swing tonight, okay? And Diddy opened the door.
Yeah.
With that gray hair and beard, I'd probably pass.
He looked rough, did he? I do like Carson's idea of putting him in upside down pineapples.
Yeah, I mean,
I love that idea.
If you want to be a swinger, that's what you have to wear.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, he almost looked like a white rock without hair.
Perfect.
He was starting to look it, so that's a little bit of swinger going on there.
Have they picked any jurors yet?
I have no idea. Okay. They didn't put out very much information yesterday. I guess Mike Myers' name came up. There was something associated with Mike Myers, and they're all saying, whoa, this
ain't
good. Well,
I just did read this one thing. They went through a list of celebrities, all these celebrities.
What was that for, though?
Just to ask the, just to see, I think, my guess is, to see if the jurors follow pop culture. And aren't lying about, no, I don't know who Diddy is. So then they asked him all these other names.
Like, but if your name's on that list.
I would not be happy.
That's not good.
No, I wouldn't be happy.
Because
about
they're asking if you know there's association between that name and Diddy.
Let me see some of the
That's
list.
What they're asking,
and
right?
And in fact, the judge made a joke about it. All right, so here's some of the names. Potential jurors were asked about a star-studded list of names like Kanye West.
Oh, boy.
Kid Cudi. Destiny Child's Michelle Williams. The judge even joked that it felt like reading an appendix from Lord of the Rings.
Oh. I heard Spadil's name was on there.
What?
Yeah.
Right down there. Look at the bottom, Jamie. Yeah. You see it? Spadil.
Yeah. It does say, wow, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. What good acting.
Right?
She was in Rockstar, by the way. Great movie.
Yeah,
great
really good. Movie. Really good.
I did see that people are like taking like people are paying other people to wait in line so that they can get a spot in the courtroom. $32 an hour.
Really?
People
just
are getting
to
paid
wait?
Just to
That's
stand
funny.
In line for other
I'd
people.
Go. Yeah. I'd go in a heartbeat.
They did say that Diddy spoke up and said, I'm a little bit nervous today.
Yeah, yeah, they say that he looked like he was on edge.
Yeah, so.
Most of the pre-trial
Who
stuff.
Who knows?
I think he's in a world of trouble. They're saying he's looking at life in prison.
Yeah. Well, because he didn't take the plea deal, and because he didn't take the plea deal, that's why he's looking at life.
Yep. He thinks he can beat the rap. Yeah. I don't think he will, though. All right. The rain is on the way, they say. I just saw the forecast up here on the screen, and they're saying by 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning, the rain will be here. And we're going to get rain all day today.
But well, they said yesterday it was going to start, but nothing happened at my house. It looked like it all day long. I tell you, it was so windy, though, but it looked like it was going to rain any second. And I flew over to Home Depot. Oh, my God. I got some Kentucky bluegrass seed.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
so did
I. Yeah. At Home Depot?
Well, I didn't go there. I have a bag at home.
Gotcha. Yeah,
but I have the same seed.
Yep. So I ran over there. I got that. And I got it put down. And I waited for the rain.
We're ready.
And then it didn't happen. And I think all the birds ate it.
All right.
Oh, well.
We tried. All right. Tuesday, and we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't go.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anywhere.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, Daddy, Rihanna is pregnant, and here she. Somebody, here's a piece of audio.
All right, here it is.
When you make an announcement, you really make an announcement. How excited, how happy are y'all right now?
I feel a lot better that I don't have to suck my stomach in anymore.
All right.
Whoa, that was great.
I saw the picture. She's pregnant.
She is definitely pregnant. Yeah. She was photographed at the Carlisle Hotel in New York, showing off her growing baby butt. Bump before the Met Gala. By the way, last night was the Met Gala. I thought it was hilarious that LeBron James said that he couldn't make it because his foot hurt.
Was that real?
Yeah, he said. Yeah, because
was
he,
it real?
Remember, he injured it in the playoffs, and everybody was making fun of him. Like, everybody on the planet was making fun of him for being a baby about it. So I think he went ahead and took it one step further. Like, I better not go to the Met and like look like my foot doesn't hurt.
See, I thought it was a parody thing. I thought somebody had started a rumor or posted a joke that because he always gets hurt in a game. You know, he's always like, you know, flopping, falling to the ground or whatever. But it turned out it's real, huh?
Yep. The Nuggets won last night.
Woo! Yeah. Go Nuggets!
I have the shot, Jamie.
Okay,
if
you
want
to
the
hear
shot,
it. I
right
would
here.
Love it.
Second one for Holmgren. No! It rims out! Brown grabs it. 7 seconds left. Westbrook, 5 seconds. They're down by one. Gordon got it! Aaron Gordon with a deep shot. Williams, three-quarter court.
We won.
It was crazy.
Oh, I thought it was over. We were down 10, you know, 10 points. And I was like, okay, this game's over. So I have to be honest with you. I was doing other things. I wasn't really paying attention because it was too sad to watch. And then the next thing I know, we're back in it.
That was cool. Insane
because we kept missing shots. And then I have to say this, and this is just my opinion, but there's always somebody in the corner pocket just waiting for a three-pointer, and nobody sees him. I see him, but nobody sees him. I'm always like, he's set up. He's ready right over there to take the three-pointer. Please throw it to him. My God. There's this guy just always waiting there.
And the one time they do.
Yep. It's just crazy. But he's always, the whole game, he's just always, they set him up there to take a three-pointer. And he's always like, all right, I'll just be over here. You guys do whatever you do over there. It's fine. And then I didn't feel like Jokic had a great game, to be honest.
They were
with you.
All over him.
He had a 42 point.
He hit 42
double.
Points.
No, I understand that, but I don't know how many shots he took. Because he missed a lot.
They had guys draped all over him all night.
It was, he can do 42 points. They're going to win every time.
And I thought he was going to get fouled out. Oof.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Was he was in foul trouble?
He had a flagrant foul, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So because he took his elbow and he went.
Hey, that's huge. To win that first game on the road like that's huge for this.
Great game.
This is the best team. They're playing the best team in the NBA. Not last night.
You said that Oklahoma was going to win by 20.
I did. I thought Oklahoma would smoke them in the shorts.
But they did not.
Nope.
No. It was close, though. That looked like a lot of work, I have to be honest with you.
I get tired, wouldn't you? I'd be tired out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A couple of trips.
But, you know, I will say hockey still, to me, looks way more exhausting.
Yeah, I'd be tired on that one, too.
Oh, my God, because they're so crazy physical into the board.
Jamie, I was watching cornhole over the weekend. I'd be tired of that one, too.
You're watching cornhole?
Cornhole was on this past weekend.
Isn't it funny to you how during the tournaments they drink beer?
I love it. Beer in hand, let's go.
You know, on ESPN.
Yep.
I saw it over the weekend, and I'm like, how in the hell did this ever get on TV? ESPN in your cornhole on a Saturday afternoon.
They got sponsors. They got jerseys.
Yeah,
everything.
It's a whole thing. Just like pickleball. Same deal, right? It's all competitive now. Justin Bieber was photographed taking a big old hit from a big old bong. Man. He posted, he's in Iceland, I guess. It's one of his favorite places. And in fact, Iceland got all mad at him for coming to Iceland because they said after he started going there on vacations, the tourism just jumped incredibly and that people were ruining their land. And so they asked Justin not to please come back, but he's there now. And smoking a big old bong.
Yeah, I kind of feel like all the, feedback that he's getting over this bong thing isn't really warranted, though, to me. You know what I mean? It's almost like he's on alert for everybody that if he does anything wrong, there's a crisis. You know, he's only eating a bong. If that were Snoop Dogg, we wouldn't care.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's held to a different standard right now.
Well, he's been acting erratic, to be honest with you. So, Bieber is seen kicking back in a chair and taking a hit off what looks like a bong. Another photo captures Bieber standing next to Benjamin, who's puffing on a cigarette, as the other guy sits on a couch. So, I guess they're in a recording studio in Iceland somewhere. And so, maybe we'll see a new album. Who knows? Going back to the Met Gala, like I said, Met Gala was last night. And did you guys see Pamela Anderson?
I did.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Frumpy.
Frumpy. Okay.
Unrecognizable.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Frumpy.
Didn't fit. It didn't fit. When you look at everybody else at the Met Gala, she just stood out in a bad way.
Yeah, because I know she's doing this all natural, and that dress
looked like something my grandmother wore.
Yeah, it wasn't flattering.
No. Flowery, but not flattery.
What is that? Is it sparkles on there?
I don't know what that is.
Sequins? I think it's sequins. It's all sequiny.
Yeah.
So it was silver sequiny, and it just it seemed to take the color out of her face. She looked incredibly pale, and then she did like a, I don't know what kind of bangs you call that, but they were super short. So there's about 5 inches from her eyebrow to the top of her bangs, the bottom, sorry, of her bangs. And so she's going for like a old 40s celebrity or something, you know, like trying to be that demure with a little like blonde pixie cut with the flip at the end and the short bangs. I don't know what that look is. I don't know. It didn't work. It didn't work, in my opinion.
Stood out.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Anderson's gown for the event, designed by Tory Burch, featured a structured boat neck, long sleeves and a sleeve, and a floor-length skirt all made of sparkling rhinestones and crystals completely covered the fabric.
Yeah, so. I think she went to the wrong event. I think she was dressed to go to like a square dance or something.
Well, she has rhinestones all over her body.
I'm just saying, when you look at all the other people and all the what they're wearing, I mean, they are macked out to the max on this thing. And look at her little dress.
Well, she's, you know, she has a great body, but the way it flares out, it makes her look really big at the bottom.
Sure does.
It just wasn't the best call. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to take? Oh, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox went to the grocery store. All right, there you go. Tableau trash.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't have a list of what they bought?
Nope.
That's it. Crap.
Yeah, that's all I got.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. Alice, BJ and Jamie here. Sorry. What'd you say?
It's a pinpoint weather alert day.
Yeah, it is, because the rain's coming.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, the rain is coming in, and it should be here in the next hour or so. I think it's raining in certain areas right
now.
It's
pouring downtown, I can tell.
Should we do a weather bug?
Let's do a weather bug.
Hang on a second. Okay. I got to find the bed here to do the weather bug. But, yeah, let's do it and find out what's happening in your area. The weather bug looks like this. We'll play the silly song, and then you text us at 303-22-ALICE. And you let us know if you're getting rain, if you're not, maybe some grapple, maybe a little snow if you're really to the west a little bit. Who knows? All right, here we go. Ready?
Be a weather bug. This is the only part we know.
It's
the only part we know.
Weather bug.
Be a weather bug. Be a weather bug.
All right, 303-22-ALICE, what's happening in your neighborhood? We're expecting a lot of rain today. They're saying a couple of inches, possibly. I feel like they backed off just a little bit, though, because yesterday it was monsoon-type stuff, okay? Today it just feels like a steady rain that's going to start in a couple of hours or so.
No, he said, Mount Wave weather guy said, he goes, it's not going to be like it washed out and there's not going to be flooding. He said it's just going to be a steady rain.
I'm just going on what was said on TV this morning and yesterday morning.
Let's go with our Mountain Wave weather guy who we had on.
Which he nailed it, looks like, right?
He did.
Because it's come
did.
Back to what he was saying to us yesterday.
Yeah. Somebody said it is raining at Colfax and Broadway. It's coming down pretty good at the Mousetrap. Roxborough, it's sprinkling right now. Fort Collins, nothing. I wanted severe weather and I have nothing. Founders in Castle Rock, light rain. Kingsburg, it's cloudy, no rain yet. Never mind. Wait, what is that one?
Never mind.
Ken Carroll, it is a drizzle. Peoria and Mississippi, dry, cloudy, no rain in Highlands Ranch yet. Let's see here. It's sprinkling in Westminster right now. Parker at Arapahoe area, just cloudy, raining in Arvada. Between Golden Boulder on Highway 93, nothing in Eaton, nothing in Thornton, but driving to Commerce City, it's very light rain. Franktown has drizzle.
Hit or miss.
Yep.
All over town this morning. All right, thanks for participating.
No kidding.
We appreciate it. You'll get a prize in the mail.
You won't get a prize.
You won't get a prize.
Hey, you know what? I've got to tell you something real quick.
You're not going to get a prize. What?
Before you go to your next little thing that you, BJ's.
Well, I want to complain about something.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
Oh, all right. But I just want to tell you that last night, you know, I did Cinco de Mayo. Have you ever?
Oh, that's right. You went out with the girls.
Have you guys ever been at a table and been like, have nothing, like everybody's talking around you, but you can't participate because you don't know what they're talking about?
You're isolated. You're like in the middle of two conversations. It's the most awkward thing
ever,
imaginable.
Ever. And I'll get to it later because I know you have stuff to get to. But
No, we can do it.
I literally sat in silence. And I know that's hard to believe because it's
What
Jamie,
was the topic?
UNC.
UNC. Northern Colorado?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It was all about UNC. And I haven't gone to UNC.
Yeah.
But apparently there's bazooka margaritas at UNC.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So two of the people at my table went to UNC, and one of the girls, her son is even going to UNC. And then this other guy came up and he's like, are you guys talking about UNC? I swear to God this happened. And I was like, they are talking about UNC. And then they go, do you know Micah? Some guy named Micah. And then my girlfriend said, Micah, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, yeah, sometimes he comes in here. And she's like, oh my God, I used to date him at UNC. In fact, I stole him from my sorority sister.
Oh, they went in.
And then this other guy goes, yeah, he's now on 40 under 40 in Denver. And she's like, oh, man.
So you just sat there and listened to
this? I sat there and listened. I took some notes. Let me just tell you really fast. All right, so here's what we got. Apparently, the slutty girls on the campus were the Easy Deasy Delta Zetas.
Ooh, I like them. Yeah. If you're going to go there, join that one.
They called the Delta Zetas the Easy Deasies. There's a place called the Armory. Apparently, it had like pitcher beers for $5.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a place called Roma's. And I guess it was amazing as well. It's a pizza joint. Very, very good. And then the Bazooka Margaritas, and that's all I got.
No kidding. All at UNC.
All at UNC.
Where exactly is UNC?
Greeley.
It's Greeley?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yep.
So. I see them pop up every now and then, but now we got the scoop.
Well, you learn a lot about your friends when you hear about their college life, because my girlfriend is the sweetest human on the planet. I had no idea she would ever steal anybody else's girlfriend, but apparently she was higher up on the alpha fees.
Yeah.
She was an alpha fee, and she was higher up on the level, so you can steal the lower level sorority sister's boyfriends.
Wow. Yeah, it's like a good thing. Move.
Yeah, yeah, who knew?
College life is a different world.
What I love scoop.
It. Like, I think about it in college, and I'm like, oh, I wish I could go back there.
what scoop that is.
Is it? Yeah.
You got to know. I want to bring this up real quick here. And it was more slacker yesterday than you guys, but you guys participated. But I don't understand something. And I left here thinking about this yesterday. Why did I catch so much grief yesterday from him about eating a burrito that's 3 days old?
I think because it's kind of yucky.
All right. So, and I know some people don't like leftovers, okay? And I get it. I get it. I love leftovers, okay? So we had burritos come into the building on Friday, last Friday. And it was some, was it Santiago's?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was, right?
Yes.
And there was some company that was trying to promote, I don't know what was going on, but they had like 50, 60, 80, I don't know how many burritos. Well, about five or six ended up in the refrigerator. Somebody put them in there on Friday, and when yesterday morning came around, they were still there. And so I went back there and grabbed two and ate them. And everybody thought that was so disgusting. It's not like they were 3 weeks old.
No,
they were
I just think three days old. I just think the thought of like cold eggs wrapped into, and to me, like the tortilla is probably soggy by now. Because, you know, all those ingredients in there make it soggy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound yummy to me.
See, that's the thing for me, because I took one home on Friday, and I had one on Saturday morning, but and it wasn't soggy or anything like that, but that's my thing with the burrito. After, like, maybe a day or even the next day, I feel like it's just soggy.
Yeah. Sog.
Everybody was so, like, disgusting and blah, blah. They were delicious.
Well, we're good.
Absolutely delicious. But I couldn't believe how just everybody was so repulsed by it. It's like, it's only 3 days. 3 days is not that much when it comes to food.
But see, I just get, like, grossed out about leftovers.
Is there any leftovers you like?
Pizza. So,
a lot of people love pizza.
I love pizza.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, because that seems to go into the noodle, so it makes it better.
Yeah.
You know, but.
I'll tell you something else that I think is really good 2 or 3 days later is Chinese food.
I would agree.
I like Chinese food.
Not the rice part. But
rice gets hard.
Yeah,
gets
yeah.
hard on. But if you've got like orange chicken or
rice gets what? Chicken.
It gets hard on you.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yeah,
hard on you.
Okay.
And so it's not very, very. Yeah. I've tried to even recook it. Just doesn't work.
Right. I know what you're meaning. Like the sweet and sour chicken, maybe, or what is it? I get beef and broccoli.
Sesame chicken.
But I'd only eat the beef. I wouldn't eat the broccoli.
Yeah. Broccoli might get gnarly.
Yeah. There's certain foods that are good. You know, with leftovers, then there are others that not so good, I guess. Yep.
Yeah, some of them get a little smushy.
Some of them get smushy. Man, Slacker was so bent out of shape yesterday. I think he was on drugs, though. Because isn't he taking medication for something? Christ. Doesn't he have like a mouth issue?
On an antibiotic.
Yeah, but I think he had to have surgery or something yesterday.
He was having some dental work.
Yeah. Later in the afternoon, but not that morning.
They had to go drill him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he took it early. I don't know.
Wow.
He was a little wacky.
It wasn't that intense.
We have Benson Boone.
Yes, we do.
Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give you a code word to see Benson Boone. That's going to be a sold-out show, right?
Yeah, it's going to be Ball Arena. Yeah, that guy. It's like I told you, I don't know, before I even knew he was coming to town. I was so worried he was going to be a one-hit. Well, I wasn't so worried. I was worried he was going to be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
But he has proved us wrong.
I need to get me one of those zip-up jumpsuits
he wears.
Yeah,
you do.
Sequins.
Yeah. That would look so good on you.
Yeah.
I think it would. I'd look like a fat Elvis. Right? But I think that's a cool look.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. Code word, 8 o'clock this morning. Benson Boone.
BJ and Jay.
7 seconds left. Westbrook, 5 seconds. They're down by one. Gordon got it. Aaron Gordon with a deep shot. The Nuggets steal game one. That's a winner for Aaron Gordon.
We win. Game one.
Woohoo. That was awesome, by the way.
Game two.
Unbelievable. I mean, I know I brought it up earlier this morning. I just feel bad for the coach that we fired because it just seems sad, you know?
Yeah, let's not try to think about that, though.
I mean, it would be, if I was the coach, it would be hard to watch.
It would be. That would be, let's see what that would be like. That would be like, for me.
Yeah.
Me leaving this show, and then this show goes national. Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, you guys are making buku bucks in New York.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh man. It's a big deal winning game one.
Yeah. It is a big deal.
I didn't see that coming at all, man.
Woo. Nobody did until the very last second.
So yesterday, I'm scrolling through, and I see this report about grocery stores. Now, I know that, you know, certain things that most people don't care about interest me for some reason.
Uh-huh.
But they surveyed and analyzed is probably a better word for it, 3,000 grocery stores across America. Do you realize the second worst in America is right here on Green Valley Boulevard?
I couldn't believe it when you told me.
This King
is,
Supers.
Listen, this country is gigantic with a lot of grocery stores.
Thank you.
Really think about this, you guys. It's a gigantic country with millions of grocery stores, and we have the worst one, the second?
I'm going to tell you this. I think this will increase their customers 1,000%. I want to go over there and see how bad it is.
Well, you're weird like that. I don't really want to go over there.
I have no desire to go.
Listen. Do they have bugs on their fruit? I don't know.
Yeah,
but I need to look at this.
Well, that won't really matter. I found a worm in my celery that was still alive at Whole Foods.
Well, same category.
I posted it.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, that was gross.
Can you believe this?
Organic.
Not only that. Here, you want to hear something even more fascinating? The number two worst out of 3,000 stores in groceries. King Supers, Green Valley, Ranch Boulevard, right? Number three is Kroger in Aurora.
That is so weird.
So two out of the top three worst in America, we have them right here.
I didn't know we actually called any of them Kroger.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
That's what they listed it as, Kroger. I'm sure it's King Super.
Yeah.
It's
right?
Got to be.
I haven't seen an actual Kroger.
No, this is in Aurora. That's number three on the list. We have some crappy stores.
We do have crappy stores. That is weird. I mean, I get, because number one was what?
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Like, I get
Safeway.
That. I get that. That's probably, you know, but man, this just seems odd.
You would think there'd be a worse store in, like, Arkansas, okay?
Yeah.
Or just pick a state.
Right. Arkansas is a good one.
Yeah, Colorado. Well, it's just first thing.
No, it's fine.
Alphabetical. Yeah. Starts with an A.
It's fine.
I get caught up. I could have gone with Arizona,
well,
I
would have gone with Alabama.
Could have been Alabama. Could have been Alabama.
If you're going alphabetically.
It could have been Alabama.
Which would be? Alabama. Alabama.
Would be ahead of that, yeah. L before R. Yeah.
No, I understand that. Thanks. Oh, my God.
Well, you ask.
No, I was
You
going,
ask.
I wasn't asking you that. I was asking if there's another state that is an A, like Alaska or something, that would come first.
I don't know.
It's Alabama, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's Alabama.
Probably Alabama.
Alabama.
I can't think of all my A states.
You don't want to go over to the state. You don't want to go over to the store, just check it out to see why it's so disgusting.
I kind of do.
Well,
you are bored.
If anybody shops at the Green Valley Boulevard, Green Valley Ranch Boulevard, King Supers, text us 303-22-ALICE.
There is someone that texted
back this up. Back this up that it's the most disgusting. Well, second most disgusting store, grocery store in America.
This person says horrible, dirty, disorganized, stinks. The staff is not friendly.
It stinks. You should go over there and do a live report.
I think I want to.
Or we should, Dan DeRue. Why isn't he over there?
Yeah, with his big stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, go over there and, you know.
See what's going on.
Touching all the fruit.
Smack on the cantaloupes.
I think the most boring thing, like as far as being a bored person, like you sound like you are, I've ever done was I was raised in a teeny tiny town of 800 people. So when there would be a fire truck, like any kind of fire truck or anything, my sister and I would jump in the car and we'd follow it, see where it was going.
Yeah. Remember, I did that with a prison bus.
What was that story?
Remember, I'm driving home. I'm on C-470 going west, and a prison bus went by. And it was one of those white buses. All the, the windows are all, the cage look to it?
Yep.
And so it's going down C-470, and you could tell there were people on it. And so I followed it. And it went out to the prison. It went out to the prison on Kipling. And so I followed it all the way to the parking lot where they were going to unload these guys. It was kind of wild.
You were giving them an escort?
I found it curious. I was curious about it, so I followed the bus. And sure enough, it went to Kipling out there to the federal prison. And it was kind of cool.
You should take up knitting or something.
These guys, they get off in shackles around their feet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange jumpsuits.
It was wild. Yeah. I want to go to this grocery store.
Well, I think I'm going to go today.
I'm going to run over there today. I think.
Why don't you create the BJ bus for all the people that wouldn't go over there and look at it?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Right?
BJ's bus off to the Big King Supers, the crappy one. Can you believe we're number 2 and 3?
Oh,
we suck.
Oh, my God. That
would be,
yeah.
That's terrible.
That, I mean, like, somebody's, you know, needs to be fired.
Groceries are food.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's a bad look,
yeah,
right?
It is.
Yes,
oh
it
my
is.
God.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Benson Boone is coming to town. Couple of tickets for you. We'll give you a code word. 8 o'clock. Hang on.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Cosmos 482.
Cosmos 48. Sounds like something in space.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
It sounds Cosmos.
Cosmos 482 is coming.
I know. It's a planet that we've discovered aliens live on.
Nope. Unfortunately, it is a piece of, it's some kind of like, I don't know, piece of spacecraft, a spacecraft that's been orbiting for 53 years. It's a Russian spacecraft. It's been orbiting for 53 years. And something went wrong and we lost contact with, nobody's on it. Yeah, they'd be really old now. But anyway, it's just been out of control. Well, I guess starting tomorrow, it's going to enter Earth, and it's pretty much going to stay intact. They're afraid, because it does have a parachute on board, they're afraid because it's been up there for 53 years that the parachute is not going to be deployed. There's no way to control it. They don't think the parachute is going to work, and they're like, it's going to hit us.
Great. Just great. Russian junk.
Yeah.
Russian space junk is going to hit us.
Yeah.
Just great.
They don't know if it'll be one humongous piece or if it'll be a bunch of pieces. I'm hoping it just stays intact so you can maybe see it when it's coming down, but it'll be pretty fast. Or if it's going to be a bunch of pieces. They're talking about how, you know, obviously it's rare. There's a few times, like there was this lady, she was sound asleep, and in the middle of the night, something, it was about, 1 foot long by 1 foot, and it came through her ceiling and landed on her bed.
Oh,
right next to her, but didn't kill her. It would have if she would have, you know, like rolled over or something.
Thank God.
And then another guy, they also had some space junk crash through their house. We've seen it on Ring cameras from different meteorites. So they're saying, be aware, starting tomorrow, you could be killed by space junk.
Now, do we have this pinpoint? Do we know what country it's going to hit?
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
All right, this is good news here.
Yeah, so it could hit Africa, Australia, United States.
Well, wait a minute.
New Zealand.
Wait a minute.
Oceans.
No.
If
it's going to hit in Africa, there's no chance it hits in New Zealand.
Well, they don't know where it's going to hit. They have no tracking of this thing. They just know. They literally have no idea.
So just keep your head up.
Yeah, or down.
Just great.
Starting tomorrow through May 13th is when this is going to happen. And, they said if you see a piece of space junk, do not touch it. Call authorities.
Know, we're going to hit a point, and I don't know where it stops and how it's governed. I have no idea.
It's not.
But we're going to hit a point where we can't put anything else up there. I mean, it's completely full in our orbit.
Well, it's vast. We're fine.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
It's big enough.
Yeah, it's way.
I feel like it's plenty big.
Yeah, we're fine.
What about like 1,000 years from now? And there's 100 million up there.
Well, then I'm sure it's like plastic bags at that point. You know,
I'm worried, Jamie. I don't sleep well. I think about this a lot, and I don't sleep very well.
I know. God, love
space
it.
Junk.
Space junk.
Crashing back to Earth, coming through my roof.
Dude, do you know how hard it is? I've really, really, really tried to stay away from plastic.
Yeah.
It It's impossible. Everything at Whole Foods, every pre-made meal, everything is all plastic.
It's a joke.
I can't get away from it.
I don't want to get away from it. Well, I love plastic.
Even like the pills that you take, like supplements or whatever, they've been sitting in plastic bottles for months, maybe years, just absorbing that plastic.
Jamie, the most hypocrisy is I go through the checkout line. I cannot get a plastic bag. But if I go back over where the vegetables are, there are rolls and rolls of plastic bags.
I know.
Rolls of plastic bags. I can take all I want of those. Yeah, but I can't get one to carry my stuff home.
I mean,
it's dumb.
I am drinking of, you know, whatever this is, like aluminum. Oh, look, I'm like an influencer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hate it when they do that. I hate that so much when they do that. I know I mentioned that a lot. What?
So are you saying that you're kind of a recycled person?
Well, no, I don't know. I just try to get away from plastic, but I'm running, but it's right behind me. Ah!
Man, they brainwashed you.
Well, I think that it's bad. That I do think it causes reproductive issues. I do think it causes bad things in your brain. I mean, they found when they dissected humans that they had little bitty micro, whatever the big word is here, pieces of plastic in their brains.
Yep.
That's not good. That's bad. There's no brainwashing. It's fact. Anyway.
I want my plastic back.
Anyway, so Cosmos 482, 53 years it's been circling, and it's gonna hit somebody.
That's why I stay indoors.
You know, I was just thinking I'm just gonna go swimming that whole time because I'll just go under the water.
Did you see that warning they put out this morning for Tampa Bay?
What?
They put out a warning this morning, an urgent public health warning for the air in Tampa, that if you're over 65, do not go outside today. You could die.
Of what? I mean, we have that happen here.
Bad air with the, I guess it's something to do with the the air?
Ozone or something?
I don't know. Something's blowing into the area. And in the Tampa Bay area, they're saying if you're over 65, it is absolutely imperative that you stay indoors today. Because their air has reached the orange zone for air quality index, and it's considered completely unhealthy.
Haven't we had that here?
I don't think we've ever been to orange. I don't remember that.
I don't know. Anyway.
I mean, if you get fires and stuff, I know that, you know, that you get the smoke from that.
Yeah.
It can be bad, but I don't know what's going on here, but it's a big major warning today.
Yeah, it says Florida's air is turning toxic. That's the headline.
Toxic? Scared.
We're not here. There. We're.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in Colorado.
My wife's traveling there today.
Oh, well.
Palm
that's,
Beach.
That's why it's relevant then.
I guess.
Anyway.
There's a better chance you're going to die from that than something hitting you from space,
you
Jamie.
You don't know. I'm not in Florida.
Just saying.
I'm not in Florida, so I'm not going to die from
that.
Well,
I'm not in Alaska either.
Well,
to get hit by.
It doesn't say Alaska. It says the United States.
Well, wherever. It also said Africa. I'm not in Africa either.
You're not making any sense at all.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm giving out the warning that hey, there's toxic air out there.
Gotcha. Okay. Anyway, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly went to the grocery store, and now we do know what, in fact, they bought. A coffee and a green juice.
Oh.
I heard on this particular story, they said that he was flirting with that Sweeney lady.
Yeah, I saw it.
Is that what happened?
Oh, my gosh. Was he
and
ever?
They're saying that she jumped back in when she saw that and said, hey, get in the car. We're going to the store.
One of those. How'd it go?
Get your ass in the car, Machine Gun. She calls him Machine Gun. Maybe Gun for short.
Right.
Hey, Gun, get your butt in the car. We're going. You quit looking at those boobs.
And then there it was. Yeah.
That's what the story is, right?
Well, no, they were petting each other, kind of. It was Sweeney and Machine Gun. They were at a concert, and she's like, oh, my God. She was giggle, giggle, and touchy, touchy. You know how, like, women touch men?
Yeah, the way you treat me in staff meetings.
Yeah, in staff meetings. How, you know, my hands were all over you yesterday.
I know.
Yeah, yeah,
right there beside
you. Yeah, touchy, touchy.
Touch.
Feely, feely.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, I just can't keep my hands off of you.
I don't think that Sydney Sweeney is that good looking.
I know you don't. You say that all the time.
I don't think she's good looking at all.
Oh my God.
She's not classified, in my opinion, beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's cute. She's okay. Whatever. Nice body, I guess. Okay. But I don't think she's that beautiful.
She's like Lady Gaga. She's sometimes she's really hot and other times she's not.
I agree with that.
I agree. Think she's gorgeous.
Do you? Yeah. Well, your standards. Well, you gotta pick them up a bit.
I don't think Bray's put out in a while. So everybody's hot right now.
Yeah, it's the baby.
Yeah, it's the baby.
No, I just don't think she gets all this notoriety for being such a beautiful woman. I don't see it.
Because I remember right around 3, I just was like,
over it.
Oh. Do not put your wiener in my back one more time.
Yeah, I remember when Lisa hit that point. Oh, 4 or 5 years ago, I guess it was.
It happens. Yeah, it happens. Jennifer Aniston. She was home, and a man drove his vehicle through the gates of her Bel Air home. I actually feel bad for this dude. So he drove. He's in his 70s, right? Let's say like 74. I think he had a medical incident. I don't think he was trying to get a piece of Jennifer Aniston. I think he had a medical incident. He drove through and crashed through her gates, and then they pulled guns on him.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, they
drug him out of the car.
Yeah, her security detail did.
We have audio here.
Okay, here we go.
You're looking at the 900 block of Ariel Way here in Bel Air.
Oh, they just gave out her street address.
Know.
What the hell?
That is so dumb.
Why would you do that?
I have no idea.
The 900 block. I mean, it's only a block. You can find your house, can't you?
You're looking at the 900 block of Ariel Way here in Bel Air. This happened around 12:20. That's when the LAPD got a call. The initial call came out as a burglary call here at the address. As I zoom in here, you're looking at the front gates of this home. As you see here on the ground, it looks like that retractable arm was broken off the front gate when this man crashed through the actress Jennifer Aniston's home here. Now, TMZ is reporting that this happened just after noon today, and that the security guards, I should say, grabbed the man and held him in custody until LAPD officers did arrive.
The 900 block of Ariola Way.
I know. Yeah. She's going to have to move. Right?
Yeah, they gave out the address.
I almost bought her hair care stuff.
Who, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Is it good stuff?
I don't know. It's called something. Well, that's good, Jay. Anyway, I just had a whole conversation with myself. But her hair looks so good. I was like, man, it's expensive. Her shampoo, conditioner, and her spritzing spray. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
What's it called, Spadell?
Lola V.
She does have great hair.
She has great hair, but my credit card got declined. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell her trash. Yeah,
that's actually a good move.
It is.
You know, that they step in and stop that sometimes because you get out of control.
Yep.
BJ and Jamie.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we've got a chance for you to go see Benson Boone. He's coming to town in September, I think it is, right? September?
Yep. September?
Ball
September
Arena.
It is. Yeah. Yep.
All right. 8 o'clock for your chance to check out the show.
I think it's starting to rain, friends. I think it's starting to rain. I think we're getting a little rain. I think so. I don't know.
I don't know. It's starting to look brighter downtown.
What the hell's going on?
Where's my rain? I want my rain. What the rain?
Especially since I just put down that the seed.
Yeah.
I swear all the little birds know. They know when you put down seed. It's like dog food given to a dog.
You made them happy, though.
Oh, yeah.
You really did. Putting down that seed, so they've got a big lunch today.
Yep, they sure do. Son of a man.
Do you see where there's another puppy thief, speaking of animals?
No.
There's been another theft.
Did they ever find the other one? Remember the two, we talked to the lady, two were stolen, one got returned.
I didn't hear an update that they actually found the other puppy.
Well, this happened about 8 or 9 days ago, and it's a Pomeranian. They're on the lookout for this thing, and when they put Jim Hooley on it, this is a major story, folks. I mean, over at Fox 31, Jim Hooley is the best. He is the best there is. And when they put him on something, it's really serious. And this is a puppy heist at the puppy something farm up at 102nd.
Now, this is a pet ranch up here on 120th, right near Colorado here in Thornton. And unfortunately, this pet napping can be really big business. People go in, they rip off these dogs, these pups, in this case. And then they can resell them on the quote-unquote black market for a lot of money. And yes, indeed.
I have no idea where that came from. Did you play something, Spadil?
It was a promo that automatically played.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I didn't touch anything. This board, our equipment just fires.
It just jumps.
It stops. It fires.
Yeah,
it just,
it's crazy.
I'm just sitting here, and all of a sudden, bits of bone starts
playing. I know, you're just looking up. You're like, what do I do? And I'm like, I don't know.
You don't know where it's coming from.
I know, that's
just
bizarre.
Like, what the hell is that?
You know what this is called? Modern technology.
I guess.
Yep.
Jeez.
This is Pet Ranch up here on 120th, right near Colorado here in Thornton. And unfortunately, this pet napping can be really big business. People go in, they rip off these dogs, these pets, or these pups, I should say, in this case. And then they can resell them on the quote-unquote black market for a lot of money. And yes, indeed, this dog that was stolen is very, very expensive. It's a Pomeranian, one of those little puffy dogs, a Pomeranian. Police said that dog is valued probably at close to $2,500. So
I would never pay $2,500 for a dog.
Well, a Pomeranian.
Just say folks, come on. My little Silky, I think we paid $600 for him. And for Enzo, the German Shepherd, we paid $400. And to me, that's outrageous.
Wait, you're not like Carson? You didn't rescue him?
No,
you're not,
I didn't
like Schmidl? You didn't rescue him?
They came from a farm.
Oh.
They didn't come from a...
Like a puppy mill?
Yeah.
No. My one was within the family. They have German Shepherds, and I just got one of her pups.
But you bought one at a pet store.
No.
Yeah, because you
not
said
this
that
one.
Lady that... Yeah.
A while back. Yes.
I mean, you owned it that day. Moki. Today's a different day.
No. No, we're talking about different dogs.
Okay.
Moki, and he had a world of problems. That dog cost me probably $8,000
overall.
Love him to death, but Moki was a problem, man.
From
the very beginning. And yes, he came from a pet store.
Yeah.
Wow. He sure did.
But he was so cute in the window.
He was a wonderful dog.
Yeah.
He was. Costly, but a wonderful little dog. I miss Moki. I miss you, Moki.
BJ and Jamie.
Beautiful. Yeah. You know, I love this song.
Do you?
I love Benson Boone. I love that jumpsuit he wears. I need one.
Because this song I'm kind of over with.
Are you?
There's so many other great ones now.
Look, if I have to sit and listen to the entire song, yeah, I'm with you. I'm kind of over it. But man, there are videos out there on the internet where it really fits. And it really syncs up well. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Well, then I'm not sick of it when I hear it like that because it's like, wow, that fits perfect. That's cool, right? But as far as the song goes, over it.
There's just a lot. He's got a new album out. But anyway, it's pretty exciting. He has a new album out, and like I said earlier, I'm just happy he wasn't a one-hit wonder because I was like, uh-oh. But man, his new stuff is fantastic. He's going to be at Ball Arena Saturday, September 22nd, and there's a pre-sale that goes on Thursday at Ticketmaster.com, so don't forget about that. Or right now, you can have a chance to win a pair of tickets. All you have to do is text the code word Benson to 303-22 Alice. Again, text the code word Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N, to 303-22 Alice. Good luck.
That's pretty cool, right?
It is.
All right, tomorrow morning, the smoke starts at the Vatican.
Oh,
it's going to be black. Going to be black smoke. Got to pick a pope. Pick a pope time.
Yeah, it is pick a pope.
Yeah, and then it turns white after they pick a pope, right?
Do you know a long, long time ago, you couldn't really bet on who's going to be the pope, but now you can?
You can?
Yeah.
I'm going to put money down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that Tatis guy.
My guy moved to fourth place.
He did?
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I'm in second,
aren't
I?
Zappos or whatever. Yeah, your guy's in second.
Nobody really knows, though, because when those Cardinals get together, they're so unpredictable. I've always said that.
You have, every
Cardinals
time.
Are so unpredictable.
I mean, weren't you just telling me that last year? You were like, oh, my God, Cardinals. And I was like, what? And you're like, unpredictable.
You're so unpredictable. I say it to everybody.
Yeah.
So we have no idea. So if you want to wager on this thing, go in. And I think you can only do it in the UK.
Yeah, I don't think it's legal here.
I don't think it's legal in the U.S.
It does feel
you can
wrong
bet on a pope.
All the way around. Yeah, it feels really wrong. Hey, I'm looking at the pinpoint weather alert day thing on Fox 31.
Yeah.
And it is snowing like a sumbitch on I-70.
Yeah.
I mean, it is coming down. That poor girl is live, and she is just getting pummeled by snow.
Yes.
She is getting pummeled.
Is she at the tunnel?
Yeah, she's right at the tunnel.
It looks like they have at least 6-7 inches on the ground. Aren't they supposed to get like 2 to 3 feet?
They are, yeah. Woo! So it is coming down. I mean, they predicted all this, so I just want you to know it's happening.
We have rain in the metro.
We do.
We're seeing the windshield wipers this morning from the studio, so we know that it's raining, and it's supposed to rain all day today. Heavy rain later on this afternoon.
So I'm so annoying in the studio, you guys. Not you guys.
You can say that again.
You are really bitchy today, and I don't like you today.
I'm not bitchy. I'm just saying that you are a little annoying today.
I didn't get any sleep. Can you believe my wife? She stayed up all night and made me stay up all night long. Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm doing pretty good for no sleep,
though. Yeah, you are. All right, anyway, so here's the thing. I kept giving Carson and BJ are in the studio, so I kept giving them updates on how far apart the people put their windshield wipers on. At one point, we're at 9 seconds, right, for the delay for the windshield wiper. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, five! And they're like, what are you yelling five? And I was like, I counted 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 windshield wiper. Boom! Now we're at full speed.
Full speed now?
Full speed. They're at full speed. Yep, they're not on delay. What do you call that in windshield wiper world?
Intermittent.
Oh, that is the word I needed.
Yeah!
Damn it!
Am I not the vocabulary boy?
Man!
Vocabulary boy. What the hell was that?
Yeah,
no, intermittent, yeah. I guess yeah. You're, what is that called? Setting.
Yep, intermittent you're, setting.
The intermittent yeah. Setting.
So I've yeah. Been yelling out times, and man, they are over me.
All right, I got something I want to play for you, okay?
Why are you shaking your head?
Scrolling through the videos, I want to play this scammer, okay? Because this is absolutely just repulsive, okay? The guy's in a wheelchair. And he pretends his hands are all like mangled up like this and his voice and everything. And he goes out and he says he makes $100,000 a year. And it's all a scam. And then he talks about it with a reporter on TV and laughs about
it. So he can walk and talk.
Oh, he's fine. He's not, oh. The guy is fine. He's just a schmuck. But this first clip is him being that guy that's out there looking for money.
Chances are you've seen him.
Try to the restaurant.
Sympathized with his wheelchair, his drawn hands, his story ripped at your heart.
Damn, give me money. And to get some eat.
Lexington police say he's taken his act on tour of the city to places like the Lansdowne Shops, Hamburg, and the Zandale Corridor of Nicholasville Road. We busted this bogus beggar right outside the police department just minutes after a press conference about it.
Now they're going to interview him, okay? You know what this reminds me of? Whatever happened to all those violinists around town? Were they outlawed?
You know what? They are. I saw one the other day.
Yeah. Are they back?
Yeah, and I just looked at him, and I actually took a picture of him, and I posted it, and I said, you understand, don't you, that we are all onto you 3 years ago.
What a great scam. I admire that, though. Yeah. I do. All right, here's the guy now being interviewed after this lady is busting him.
I appreciate you guys busting me.
Appreciate.
Yeah, I'm really good at it, really good. I clear about $100,000 a year doing this.
$100,000 a year?
Yeah, about 60 to 100. My B-boy, I'm just playing. I got to go, y'all. I got to make some money.
He was back at it again.
Wow, that's cash.
No taxes.
No taxes.
So messed up, though. Karma's going to hit him hard.
Oh, my
Isn't
God.
Isn't that terrible?
It is terrible. Yeah. Wow.
He's got the wheel. You got to see the video. He's got the wheelchair. I mean, he puts out a good act. I mean, I'd give the guy money.
Yeah, I probably would, too. I'd probably feel bad for him.
Yeah, back to the violinists. They were everywhere at one time. I mean, they were everywhere. But now it seems like they've cleaned up the streets with them and told them to take their damn speakers hit the road.
So I was on the phone, so I couldn't go into Lowe's yet. So I was on the phone. And so I watched him. Not one person gave him any money.
Really?
And he finally just folded up and went home because he was just like, I can't. Because, you know, here's what I thought in my head. Wow. I was on the on hold. I was watching him. And I was like, I bet you somebody sold him this scam. Meaning, they said, "Hey, Larry, listen, I've been doing real well with this, but I got to move on now. And here's the violin, the speaker, everything.
Yeah.
You know, for $250." And he's like, "Really? I'll take it." And then he's standing out there going, "Wait, he promised me that I would make money."
Yeah, you'll make this in one day. $250.
So wait, so you're saying that people sold their homeless violin kit?
Yes. Yes. Because he looked like he was shocked that nobody was giving him money.
It's a scam package. Yeah.
I will tell you, I admire that. It's one of the best scams I've ever seen. Because when that thing first started, we all bought into it, man. Yeah. We were dropping money in the bucket. Because they would get out there. I know the one that I had in my neighborhood, they were out there and they were good. They had the motion down, you know. It's like good lip syncing.
Yeah.
Only they're doing it with a violin. And then they'd have the little children with them. And it was, you know, gut-wrenching.
Yeah,
so you'd
but
go
we're
give
all
money
on to him now, and it's passed. It's over.
I love it.
Yeah, I love
it. BJ and Jamie.
There we go. The rain is coming down. It's going to rain all day today, probably into tomorrow. So it's going to be nice and wet. Let's see, another chance at Benson Boone this afternoon at 4 with the Slacker Show. I want to remind you of that. And, oh, no, there was something else. Oh, it's Mother's Day week. Don't forget. And I looked to the extended forecast.
Yep.
Sunny and 80.
Nice. For
beautiful
Sunday.
For Sunday. Nice. So in case you've not looked ahead, did it for you, and it's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Have we planned anything, sir?
Well, my wife mentioned this morning, because she rode over with me this morning, uh-huh, because she had to go to the airport. And she mentioned maybe a little park picnic, a picnic in the park.
A picnic in the park, nice.
Yeah, a little
pic-a-dick-a.
Okay. Yeah. So we might do that. It's going to be a beautiful day, so that's why I was looking at the weather. But as far as gifts go, I'm pretty much stuck with what I told you.
Oh, did you get it yet?
No, I haven't. I'm in bed. Well, it's NBA playoffs right now.
I get it.
I can't go out shopping for what's it called? A purse trinket?
It's a charm. It's a little charm, mm-hmm, thing. Yeah.
But nevertheless, as soon as I get a break in the playoffs, I'll go out there and get it.
Get a purse trinket.
Yep. And then a picnic in the park.
Nice.
Looking good.
Are you going to use one? So I have one of those fancy baskets, right? That has the plates in it and the cups and the silverware and everything.
It's a whole set.
It is a whole thing. Who uses those?
Never.
Right?
Never.
It's never even, like, I got it one time for a gift. I forgot who, it was like a promotion or something. Somebody sent it to me. Anyway, and I got it, and I think it's really amazing. Like, it's really classy, and I want to be the classy picnic person, right?
Yeah.
But I look at it, and I go, come on, who's going to actually do this?
I think I'd be embarrassed if I popped that thing open in the park. Hey, look at old fancy boy over there.
Well, not only that, but the basket has so much stuff in it. There's no room for actual food.
I'd be where I couldn't fit it all back together they did.
Exactly. And it's got that napkin that you stick down your shirt. Yeah. You know, it's got the checkerboard.
The checkerboard.
Right?
Yeah.
Mine does. Yeah. I don't know where my kit is, but I think I'd be embarrassed to whip that out. Because everybody down at the park, if you're going to be down there for lunch, everybody's got paper plates and solo cups.
Yeah, right.
And here I come with my fancy little basket.
Well, everybody just brings a cooler, you right? Nobody brings a basket. But like, you know, you saw it in the movies, you see it in these like you know, Hallmark movies and stuff. Like, it's a dream for you know, some guy to have a piece of French bread hanging out the side and like
a baguette.
You know, a baguette, thank you. And a bottle of wine and all that. That would be amazing, but it is not reality.
Yeah, I think you have to do that on a solo beach or somewhere. I don't think you could do it in front of other people.
I just don't think you do it. You bring a cooler. That's it, right?
Well, I could see you popping that out maybe if you're solo somewhere, if you're by yourself and nobody spots you.
Wait, it's a place you're trying to impress. Eight people.
Yeah. Mine's for four. You must have the double.
I got the big set. Yeah. Oh my god.
All right, so what is this? Silly or stupid or what is this survey?
I read all these different science things, right? I get all the, like, that's my algorithm is science crap, blah blah blah. Anyway, here's the thing. They came out with another way that tells you if you're ill.
If I'm going to die early?
If you're going to die early.
Oh,
yep.
Great.
If you have something going on, it's basically to test your neuromuscular health. It'll also give you signals of other ailments, including MS, diabetes, Alzheimer's, things like that.
I think I'm pretty good. Okay. I really do. So hopefully this doesn't give me bad news, but I feel like I'm on a good path.
Okay. So, all right. Well, let's see. All
okay.
Right, hold on. Let me, this is going to take a minute, folks. So I apologize for because I didn't know we're going to go right to it, but that's on me. Let's see here. I'm trying to find, do you have a timer? Can you get a timer on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Timer.
All right. So stand up.
I got to stand up?
Yeah, stand up.
Oh, this requires physical?
Yeah.
Movement?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't sign up for that.
We said you're pretty good.
I thought it was questions.
Now, take your hands away from the desk, okay, the board. All right, and ready? And now what you need to do is stand on one foot with your eyes closed for 10 seconds.
I'm doing it right.
Oh. Hold
on. You didn't even make it a second.
Oh, that's hard. That's hard to do.
3 seconds.
Uh-oh,
you're going to die.
One more time. One more time. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Close your eyes. my God.
Four seconds.
Four seconds.
You're getting better.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
I think you have diabetes or MS.
Can you do that?
I'm not going to try. I had cocktails yesterday.
Yeah. I feel like I had cocktails yesterday. And I did.
Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
This is a bad test the day after Cinco de Mayo.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But you got up to 4 seconds. But all right. It says all right, so your neuromuscular health is horrible. And so you might have MS, diabetes, cancer, or Alzheimer's. Oh. So good luck with that.
What am I going to do now? Spin the wheel? Oh, look here. Alzheimer's. Oh, that's not so bad. Could have been worse.
Yeah, right?
Your disease.
Is that the only test?
That was it.
That's it?
That's it. You failed miserably.
You know what? I'm going to be doing this all day.
So it's 10 seconds, right, you guys, and you have to stand on one foot and close your eyes.
It's hard to do. Now, standing on your one foot with your eyes open.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Easy. I can do that all day.
It's the eyes.
All day.
Right.
30 seconds, maybe.
But the eyes closed. That's
but you close your eyes, it changes everything.
Yeah, I know. Because like
when
you're on a balance beam, for example, you always have to find a point like it's the end of the beam.
Yeah.
So you always stare at the end of the beam so you don't fall off, right? Like that's I think that closing your eyes all of a sudden changes everything.
I got one that my son found. He's scrolling through my phone and he finds all these little videos that are on the feed that we have.
And boobs.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no boobs. It's got parental control on it. But he found this one, and I'm perplexed by it because you stand, you put your hand on the wall like this. Have you seen this one?
Is this where the other hand gets longer?
No. Oh, okay. No. All you do is put your hand against the wall like this. You take it down. You scratch your elbow, rub your elbow, do it again, and you can't touch the wall.
Right. I meant shorter. Yes.
What?
I've seen it.
Is that wild? All right.
It
let me show
so
you.
Weird.
And Jamie, you do the play-by-play.
For okay. Me. All right. So we got a little fat man standing up against the wall. And he's got his hand flat against the wall, and he's leaning up against it. He scratches his elbow. And now watch. He can't reach the wall.
What?
I've seen this all over TikTok.
It's all over the place.
It's so weird.
It's bizarre.
It is.
I think
that's crazy.
I think it's the lean. I think after you scratch your arm, you're at a different angle.
Yeah. Because you move your body.
Yes. So we got a little fat guy again. And he's standing up against the wall.
And he's
really itching. Oh, I don't know. So weird.
It doesn't look like you move that much, but I feel like that's what
I feel like it's the lean.
Yeah. Frog.
It's the adjustment.
Does this all day long. Dad. My arms keep getting shorter. Son, I don't know what it is. Optical illusion. I don't know. Your arms are not getting smaller.
He needs to be careful, though. Soon he'll just have T-Rex arms.
I know, right?
Alligator.
You got to tell him that. Dude, if you keep doing that,
you're going to have alligator arms. You got to stop. You're going to get alligator arms. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The rain is coming down.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios. And we're available on the Odyssey app, which is a free app for your phone. And you can get us there with the podcast later on after the show after 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, you sure can. By the way, somebody told me something completely crushing yesterday.
What's that?
This guy told me something completely crushing. He said, yeah, that guy just doesn't care about you at all.
Oh,
what was going on?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Oh, you were just dying to tell me, weren't you?
I was not going to give him time on the air.
So
because,
wait a minute.
Okay.
So yesterday when you went out,
I asked a guy his opinion about a situation.
Was he with you?
Who?
The guy.
He was at our table. And okay. So I said, hey, this is something going on in my life. What's your opinion about this situation that's going on in my life? And this guy at our table said, yeah, that guy does not even care about you at all. So let me tell you the story, okay?
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So remember Chewy?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've never met Chewy, but I remember the talk
incident.
About it.
The guy that had Chew in his mouth?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, so I saw him again. I haven't seen him forever, and we hugged. Everything was cool, blah, 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 talked, whatever, and then he wrote me a text. He's like, it was great to see you again, all this stuff.
Seemed mutual.
Yeah, we squashed any kind of beef we had.
Yeah, I remember
Everything's
that.
Really good. Everything's fine. So then I said, hey, if you want, I'm going to go out to the cabin on Sunday, and I just got some stuff to do, blah, blah, blah. If you want to come out and meet me, and you, because he's a big outdoor dude. And I said, if you want to go fly fishing, you're more than welcome, whatever. He's like, oh my God, that sounds great. All right, cool. Yeah. What time are you going? Whatever. And I said, I'm going to go at 1:00. And he's like, cool. Well, then at like 10 o'clock on Saturday, I was like, you know, I have so much. Remember when I told you I got all that stuff done? Over the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
Well, I have, like, bills due. I have, like, stuff to do. I'm going out of town. And I said, you know what? I'm feeling kind of overwhelmed, and so I'm just going to cancel. So I'm not going to go out there tomorrow, but here's the gate code. You can go ahead and go out there and go fishing if you want. You know, I'm so sorry. I'm just overwhelmed. I need to get stuff done.
Gotcha. Okay.
Still very kind.
That's a very easy bail. Yeah, right? Because you needed to.
I needed
to. There's a lot going on. Yeah.
I said,
gotcha.
I'm going out of town and all this stuff. And I said, here's the code. And I hope you, and I wrote, hope you catch something. You know, that's it. Nothing. Nothing.
No, thank you.
Not even like a thumbs up.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Hope you get your job or get your deeds done.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely. Okay. And this is 10 o'clock
now,
Saturday.
Are you angry about that?
I think it's a little rude.
Yeah, but I could see on a text where, you know, somebody's got to end it, okay? So
end it?
Yeah, in the text feed. Somebody's got to do the last one. So I think if I got it back, like, okay, you can go out there, you can do whatever, here's the gate code. Maybe I write back, maybe
you're
I right. don't, I
yeah,
don't know.
Right. Oh, cool, thanks.
No, she's offering you her cabin, even though she's not going to be there. So I feel like you have to acknowledge that.
So my thought was he was pouting because I canceled, because he's a little cocky, to be honest with you. And so I...
Well, see, you know the situation better
yeah.
than we do.
So
our answer may not be
right.
kosher.
So yeah. I thought, well, I get it. He's being a little cocky. I mean, not cocky. He's being like, he's like pathetic a little bit. Like,
yeah. Like, I dare you to stand me up.
I can't
yeah.
believe
yeah.
that.
You know what? I took time
to
out of my day yeah. to join you out there.
Yeah.
You cancel.
And you cancel at
that.
10 o'clock on yeah. a Saturday night.
See, I didn't
not
put that
cool.
in the equation.
Right.
Yeah.
So 10 o'clock on a Saturday night when maybe he already bought like stuff for his cooler. I don't know, because I said like we need food, drink, blah, blah, blah. So maybe he already had stuff. I don't know. Maybe he put some flies on his string. I don't know, because some men get really excited about that, getting all their equipment
together.
He
was already in his fishing gear.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd already pictured you in a thong.
Ew.
In
by
my the
waders?
Water. In your thong and your waders.
Yeah.
Out there and possibly laying on, you know, one of those air mattresses or something that he's got tied to the shore.
Okay, this is not. It,
see, this
that's is
what
I
he's
want
looking
to talk
for.
About,
he's already dreamt of all this stuff.
He listens to this show.
And then you turned him down.
He listens to this show. No, I was
Am I
thinking,
going overboard
yeah,
on this?
Yeah, kind of. I was thinking it was a guy thing, because you guys really do get excited about your equipment, especially when it comes to fly
yeah,
fishing.
Yeah, we love our equipment. Woo, Lordy. And your equipment, too. We love all equipment.
Why?
We're big equipment people, aren't we, Spadell?
Huge equipment
Woo!
People.
We love
yeah,
equipment.
Massive.
No, you know, like Micah, our general manager, you know how like before he goes hunting, he like lays out all his hunting
oh,
gear?
Oh, he lives
like,
for it.
Yeah, I don't
right?
like his equipment. just in case you're asking, if that's a follow-up question, how you feel about his equipment?
Oh,
I don't really care
God.
For his. I only care about my equipment. And maybe yours.
Can I just finish?
I feel like we are.
So anyway,
so this guy
came up to our table. He ended up sitting with us last night for Cinco de Mayo or whatever. And so I told that story because my friend Taya is like, that is just so weird. I'm like, I know, but I think he's pouting or whatever. And then the guy friend goes, no, he's not pouting. He just doesn't care about you at all. Oh my God.
Whoa.
You know what that's like to
that's
hear?
Worst case scenario right there.
I disagree with that.
Oh, thank you.
If he didn't care about you at all,
yeah.
all's a big word, by the way, because there's a lot of things in that
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
He would have never said in the first place that he would have gone.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense to me. Now, is he out for one thing?
What? No,
yeah.
No,
okay.
No,
now we can talk. All right.
No,
now it
no,
makes sense.
No, that's
but
not, it.
Not that he doesn't care at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I kind of saw the at all point, because like you would bother to go, oh, cool. And thanks for letting me use your property to go fly fishing.
You would respond if you wanted an angle.
Yeah. Or like
eventually.
You would like send a picture that you caught a big trout. Or up your big trout.
I'm confused. You would respond if what? If you wanted an end all, if you wanted to
If you're saying what he was really interested in, that's what he was going out to the cabin for, yeah. then you would respond. Because you don't want Why? That to go away. Like, you don't want that option to go away.
He just got turned down.
Because you'd be like, hey, well, then what about Monday?
Exactly. there's a future down the road to where it could pop back up again.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy that.
All I know is he has ghosted me since Saturday at 10. Nothing. Yeah. Like, not even a peep.
Yeah.
And then when that guy was just like did the... he doesn't care about you at all. You think he's like, oh, boy.
You think he's okay?
I'm sure he's fine.
He'll be all right, right?
Yeah,
he'll get over
it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I take it he never went out there.
Who knows?
Have no idea.
He might be dead out there. He might be out there. So he might have drowned.
No, he could be out there because you gave him the code and you never heard back from him and you weren't there. So.
And he knows how to get in the house and stuff. Maybe he's just living out there. I don't know.
He's a squatter now.
Yeah, right?
Chewy the squatter. That's his new name, right?
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
My favorite text of the day by Jamie White. Boys are dumb.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You know, it's just solid, kind of says it all.
Does.
Just,
you don't even have to attach a story to it.
No,
it's just a statement.
It stands alone.
Be a great bumper sticker.
It really would.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should bring bumper stickers back.
I agree. I'm all for it.
I love sticky stuff all over my car.
I saw a car a couple of days ago driving down the road. I'll bet you this guy, he had probably 30 stickers on his
car. Was it everywhere he traveled and stuff? Yeah.
And then every race he'd ran.
Right?
I mean, he loves stickers.
I do appreciate, even though it's an old joke, the 0.01.
Yeah.
Nobody ran any miles. All right, so let's get to it. First of all, I guess, man, it is snowing like some bitch, okay? It is snowing. I-70 is a disaster. I also see that Genesee is getting heavy snow, so just be aware if you're traveling to the mountains. I don't know if it's, you know, big travel day on Tuesday, right? But just so you guys know, the Eisenhower Tunnel looks crazy.
I think it's going to be closed soon.
Yeah. So that CDOT, I forgot. But anyway, go to CDOT. They have a little thing. It will actually, you can put your house in there and then whatever your location is, and it'll tell you how long the time is. It'll also give you notifications of, it's like CDOT trip or something like that, .org, and it'll tell you if roads are closed. Okay. Prince Charles is so mad at Harry again. Harry has made a big faux pas.
What did he do this time?
He did an interview with the BBC,
boy.
And he started airing out more family laundry that didn't need to be told.
Like what? What did he say?
So Charles' second son's protection, I guess, was downgraded, and so you know how Harry went to England because he wanted detail, right? He's the fifth in line in the throne. Had argued that the body responsible for protecting the royal family was not following its own rules. That all high-profile members of the royal family, like himself, get protection, but they said no. They said nope. And once you step down, you're not a member of the royal family. That's what you said. You don't want to be a part of this anymore. So we took away your detail. So anyway, so he said, basically he wanted to resolve things with his dad on this BBC interview. He said he wanted to resolve things with his dad. He wasn't sure. You know, his dad has cancer. He said he's 76 years old, and I just want to be around him.
You got to figure the king's going to be gone soon.
Yeah.
I mean, well, soon be 5-6 years, whatever. Now, let me get this straight, though. So he doesn't get the royal protection from England, right?
No.
Because he no longer wants to be a part of the monarchy, right?
Correct.
Now, in the U.S., they've taken away his security, right?
I don't think they ever had it, did they?
Yeah, they had it.
Oh, they did.
They had it at one time, yeah.
Okay.
They had it at one time. But I think they now removed it. I think that's what started all this. Is that the U.S. has now said, no more. We're not paying for it.
Well, what actually started it is England taking it away.
Yeah.
Because that
true,
was... True, because they followed... It was 24-hour security, and it was for all over the world.
Yeah.
His detail would be for all over the world. And he said now he can't travel or go anywhere with his family because he doesn't have this 24-hour security.
He got... I think it was under Joe Biden. I think the federal government said, hey, we're going to give you security. You are a part of the royal family, blah, blah, blah. But now it's been taken away. That's why he wants it back from England. because he no longer has. Why can't he pay for it himself?
I don't get that either.
Okay. I mean, these guys are worth millions of dollars. Yeah. And how many people do you need? Put you about three big bodyguards on the clock and go with it.
So he said that this security issue has been a litigious issue with his father, and that it's the reason why they don't speak anymore. He said, I want to reach out to my dad, but he won't speak to me. Because he said, because of this, you know, this security issue. And so he said, I'm just saying that, like, my family needs the security. I deserve it. I'm still a royal. And my dad is like, no, because the Commonwealth pays for it. And so, no, you know, you don't, you walked away.
Yeah, and use some of that money that your wife's making from the jam. And spend that on some security, pal.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it does sound a little entitled. I am part of the royal family.
Yes, where's my security?
Yeah. So, and now Charles is furious again that he went on the BBC.
This is going to kill Charles.
And aired out some more laundry.
It's going to kill Charles.
The word is Charles does not trust his son at all. And the fact that he keeps going to the media and talking about, because, you know, the royal family's always been buttoned up. They don't talk. They don't talk about anything.
Harry called him a bunch of racists.
Yeah, he did.
And so did Meghan. That's a tough one to get over.
Yeah.
But they were. It seemed like they were trying to get a little bit better. But now you're going to the media again.
Bad Harry.
I know, right? My God. Yeah. All right, so that's the big story that's going on. It would be sad because today is Archie's birthday. He's 6 years old. And, you know, not to see your grandkids and all that stuff.
Poor Archie.
I know, he's six.
He's little Arch. You can't see Grandpa. And your grandpa's a king.
Yeah.
I'd want to go see King Grandpa.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, even Frog at 7 years old, every day he wants to go down and see Grandpa Gus.
I know, and that's sweet.
But can you imagine if your grandpa was a king?
No kidding.
Oh, I'd want to go see him play with the horses.
Here's what I feel like. Okay, this is what I think happened. And listen, I don't know these people. But I do know Megan's a bitch, okay? Here's what she did.
Okay, all right.
She went, oh my God, Harry, we have got to have security. You march yourself over there to the court and you tell him what for. And then when it didn't happen, she's like, all right, you go in the BBC and you tell them your dad won't even talk to you.
And she threw in there, you're not using my jam money.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You forgot about that. You're not using the jam money,
pal.
That
is my money.
No.
That is my money. Yeah. And you're not using any of the money from the Netflix thing because I did all the work.
Well,
you weren't even in it.
Star.
Yeah, I'm a star. Yeah. I was on Suits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It is a weird situation. So should we do like bets? You wanna like when Charles dies, or is that so rude?
Nah. Are you sure? I don't think I want to do a bet on Charles.
I'm gonna say 80.
80?
When he's 80.
How old is he now?
76. Seems like a good.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna go 85.
Whoa! Yeah. All right.
He's gonna live longer just to spite Harry.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see it happening. 80's a good pick.
Thanks.
I'll go 79.
Oh, that feels like, this feels like we're on the Price is Right. $1.
Yeah. I'll go under. Yeah, I'll go 79.
By the way, speaking of Price is Right and game shows, are you on that show? What's that show where you have different items and they ask you if you have different items in your bag? You know that game show?
Items in your bag?
Yeah, they're like, it's that host, and he's like, so, do you have two, do you have two 20s? You know.
Let's make a deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. With the suitcases.
Yeah.
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 Suitcases.
So, just nothing. So my question to you is, I think you're playing Let's Make a Deal in your own world.
Why do you say that?
You just pulled out a pair of swim shorts out of your backpack.
Yeah. I've been looking for those ever since we went to Florida. I couldn't find them. Those are my favorites, too.
You don't have your wallet, but you got swim shorts.
Yeah.
Did you think we were going to get a flood?
I mean, no, I'd lost them.
Well, why did you just now find them? We haven't been to Florida since, when did we go?
It was a while ago.
Oh,
it was last year.
Yeah, last summer. Last summer.
So you have never looked in that backpack for stuff?
I've looked in that backpack. I just hadn't looked at that one compartment in a while.
It only has four zippers.
I know. I only use three. Four when I go to Florida.
Oh, my God. So bizarre. Hey, P. Diddy. City. The whole jury selection is going on right now, and I don't know.
I think they should just come out today before they get a jury and just say you're guilty and call it quits.
Me too. This just is exhausting. Yeah. Yeah.
Just say, hey, dude, we know you did it. You know you did it. Go back to jail.
Why
all
do
right,
you think
dismissed.
Why do you think he didn't take the plea deal? I mean, do you really
I don't remember what the plea deal was.
They haven't disclosed it.
So, okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like 50 years.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But now he's looking at life. So, anyway, with P. Diddy, BJ was telling me, I haven't seen the picture, but he said that he looks like freaking Santa Claus, that his hair is whiter than white and his beard is, too.
He does.
Yeah?
Yep. So, he does. He looks quite a bit older.
Yeah?
Well, you know, you're in prison. You don't have hair dye. Okay. No. And the worry, stress leading up to the trial, I mean, that's got to age you. Yeah. So, but he does. And I haven't seen a picture. All I saw is the artist rendition.
The sketch.
So, the sketch... as you call it, the sketch, you know, that artist could have made it whiter or dark. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, too. But it's weird. Like, if you see, you know, on your algorithm or whatever, because I follow, I don't know why, but I follow yachting, and they have pictures of his yacht. To go from having a yacht, and now you are just in this concrete thing.
Can't even imagine.
Oh, my God. You had people?
And he's now looking at life inside this place.
Yeah, people,
man.
Like lots of people.
Now he's just got security guards. Yeah.
And now he's pooping in the open.
Yeah, he's pooping in the open.
Yeah. That's a harsh reality right
there.
Yeah,
you got to pee sitting down.
His name is Poopin' Diddy.
Yeah. Dumpin' Diddy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a... Yeah, it's quite a fall from grace.
Dump is not cute. Poopin' is cute.
Poopin's cute?
Yeah.
Dumpin' Diddy.
Like, dump's aggressive.
Like, poopin' is... Yes.
Diddy the dumper?
Poopin' is like... Poop! Yeah. The dump is like... Bah!
It's prison, Jamie. It's prison. I feel like you're a target if you just poop. I think you have to be a dumper in the big house. I do. I think you got to be Diddy the dumper.
Okay,
you
can't
poop. That's just dumb.
Done.
It just doesn't work. I don't think.
Goodbye.
I'm just saying.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I have no idea.
See? Right here.
No idea. What you're talking about.
Bomba
I've
socks?
I've never heard of these. Never.
So I just looked over at Carson and I said, oh my God, have you ever worn Bomba socks? And he's like, they're the best socks ever. And then BJ goes, oh God, you guys are in sock talk?
Sock talk.
No,
it was sock.
They are the greatest things you will put on your feet, I promise
ever.
You.
Ever. I'm wearing them right now. I'm telling you, it's like a little hug around your foot. Oh. It's like this little, it's just hugging the middle of my foot. Now, they are expensive. They're like 8 pair of socks are $130. So
it's how much?
8 pair of socks are $130.
Yeah.
You realize what? That's almost $9 a sock? When you add up, break it down
special.
And add it up. That's $9 for one sock. Not even two.
They
get one sock.
So, can you? I'm telling you something. Buy them for your wife for Mother's Day as like a stocking stuffer.
She will love them.
Sock and sock action.
Buy her socks for Mother's Day?
Well, just one of the things. You're going to make like a Mother's Day basket, and the Bomba socks are going to be part of it.
Okay.
I mean, and then because you guys have the same size feet, just take 2 pair for yourself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, perfect. So you know
so
what we're talking about.
Buy a 12
early
pack.
Father's Day.
So, BJ, it has
give her
this,
10.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Anyway, so it has this. I don't know how. What's the?
It's like a half wrap. It's like it's, a.
But what is that fabric in the middle? In the middle of this, it has this.
Elastic.
Kind of, but not that. That would be uncomfortable.
It's heaven elastic.
It's like an elastic, but a giving elastic, and it just snuggles you.
Kind of a flex.
It just holds the middle of your
maybe
foot.
Maybe the knitting is a little bit more dense.
It's so good.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Spadell, I want to run something by you.
Okay.
Her with this sock talk.
Yeah.
Her and Carson.
Uh-huh.
I came up with an idea I want to run by you. They think it's really dumb.
All right.
I want to do that whole thing that she just explained with the
Bomba sock.
The Bomba sock.
It just snugs them in.
Right.
Right.
Snug. All right. Men's underwear. We call them snug nuts.
I like it. It's a good name.
What do you think?
No, that's
snug nuts.
Yeah,
pick them up today.
DJ. I think in the underwear, like, the name is most of it, right? Yeah.
We use that same technology. All the grip is right where you need it.
It'll be your first customer right there.
I mean, listen, I don't actually think it's a bad idea. I'm going to tell you, the way these Bomba socks hold my foot, and I love them, if I had nuts and I put these socks on my nuts, I would love it because it just holds them.
Right.
Like little baby birds.
Right, like little baby birds. Oh, no, every time I see them, I'm going to think baby birds. Oh, look at them. Where's that chirping coming from? It's coming from my shorts. It's baby birds. Snug nuts.
Ah,
coming soon to a J.C. Penney near you.
J.C. Penney.
DJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Benson Boone, another code word. It'll be coming up later on this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Slacker Show will have your chance to qualify. Benson Boone coming to town in September. It's raining, and it's going to rain all day long. Heavy rain at times. If you're headed to the mountains, check before you go. Snow. Lots of it, too.
Yeah, it's really crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, coming down up there.
If it gets colder down here, we're in trouble. They won't. But.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised it's not snow already.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's 45 degrees.
But we'll take the rain. We'll take the rain. All right, so have a great Tuesday. Anything else that we left?
Not really, right?
I think we covered everything today, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right, you guys have a great day today. And we're going to get out of here. Hey, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.